We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, optimistic viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available in the following 131 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Douwe, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on SIAT Kumba. In Bafou, Channel 01 on Basatcom Bafou. Nadea, Channel 37 on Ite Blessimong Aserna. In Inkong Samba, Channel 54 on MJSAT. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, in Channel 45 on VizioSat Plus. In Milong, Channel 36 on Tele Satellite.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veja. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo Buin, Paine and San Bernardo Calera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Huachitá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Huachitá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableba TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASO Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. And Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Vitemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativá, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Telereliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolívar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Teleran Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA. In Guriscal, Mora, and Ocosta, Desamparados, Azari, and Carrios de Cartago, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Puntarenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV. In Provincia de Alajuela, Upala Centro, Canalete, Bihagua, and Barrio San Jose, Channel 60 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
In the Dominican Republic, in Pireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hoditel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Bayeme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiraguay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshen Cable TV. In Puozhou City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV and Channel 108 on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV. In Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, Channel 46 on Didish Cable TV, Channel 110 on Supervision Cable TV, Channel 106 on Sangsar Cable TV, Channel 108 on Sla Cable TV, in Bakhnor District, Channel 57 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company or MTC. In Bainzakh, in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV. In Khang Ur District, Channel 52 on Midelef Cable TV. And in Sangbun Kherhang District, Channel 3 on Tafast Esjim Cable TV. In Tsetserlik of Arhangai Province, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company or MTC. In Bayang Khangor of Bayang Khangor Province, Channel 19 on Sakang Dasle Cable TV. In Bolshgang of Bolshgang Province, Channel 21 on Midelil Cable TV. In Darhang Ur Province, in Darhang, Channel 8 on Darhang Broadcasting System, Channel 108 on Sla Cable TV. In Sharin Gothsom, Channel 12 on Ot Cable TV. In Darnongob Province, in Zamin Utsom, Channel 4 on Harleong Cable TV. And in Sanshan City, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In San Sangsom of Dangpur Province, Channel 40 on Takrok Cable TV. In Chur of Gobsumbur Province, Channel 30 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. In Khenti Province, in Bor Andorsom, Channel 27 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC. And Channel 22 on Denghots Cable TV. In Undakhan City, Channel 23 on Sampur Company. In Hof of Hof Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Murung of Hofskul Province, Channel 48 on Shla Cable TV. In Erdenet of Orhang Province, Channel 58 on Shla Cable TV. Channel 26 on Shla Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Khimer Cable TV. In Saleng Province, in Hutar, Channel 21 on Erden Cable TV. And Channel 45 on GTV Cable TV. Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunarin. In Tsungkhara of Mantar Sum, Channel 24 on Taslos Cable TV. And in Sukhbatar, Channel 51 on Tani Saleng Cable TV. Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Barun Orsam of Sukhbatar Province, Channel 12 on Acher Cable TV. In Tok Province, in Batsung Barsum, Channel 4 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTVN. In Lungsum, Channel 20 on Narang Erten Ur Cable TV. In Zamarsum, Channel 10 on Information Communication Network, LLC. And Channel 10 on Sakang Dasre Cable TV. and in Dongmot, Channel 47 on Mongolian Radio and Television Broadcasting Network, or MRTDN, in Owek Hangai Province, in Arvaiher, Channel 24 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, in Hujertsum, Channel 15 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, in Hahorinsum, Channel 53 on National Cable TV of Mongolian Telecommunication Company, or MTC, and in Oyongsum, Channel 5 on MJH Cable TV. In Ulaanguangsum of Ofs Province, Channel 13 of Dorhung Sharka Cable TV. In Uliaste of Zahang Province, search Supreme Master TV on Uliaste Cable TV.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, Antique Province, and Boracay Island, Channel 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampoa Buayai, Channel 70 on Buayai Cable TV. In the Czech Republic, in Homotov and surrounding areas, on www.grapesc.cz using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Japan donates $30 million to the United Nations World Food Program. In good governance news, Mauritania launches a vocational training project. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring St. Francis of Assisi Humanitarian Association, which is dedicated to the well-being of animal friends in rural communities of northern Peru. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 26th, is the birthday of the President of the Dominican Republic, His Excellency Dr. Leonel Antonio Fernandez Reyna. Born in Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic in 1953, President Reyna has focused on education and public health during his administration, as well as increased use of technology. His Excellency has also worked for job growth through the support of small businesses and attracting investments from other countries. In 2000, President Reyna founded the Global Foundation for Democracy and Development, a nonprofit dedicated to promoting collaboration between organizations in the United States and the Dominican Republic. Our sincere appreciation, Your Excellency Dr. Leonel Antonio Fernandez Reyna, for your work to increase the prosperity of the Dominican Republic. We respectfully wish you a very happy birthday with cherished ones.
News. Earthquakes hit Philippines, Kermadec Islands, Pakistan, Mexico, New Zealand and Kyrgyzstan. On Friday, December 23, a temblor measuring 5.3 on the Richter scale rumbled the seafloor near northern Philippines, 159 kilometres southwest of Manila, with tremors that were felt as well as in Batangas province and on Mindoro Island. Later that day, a 5.5 magnitude temblor hit 357 kilometres southeast of L'Esperance Rock, Kermadec Islands, followed by a 5.0 magnitude quake in Pakistan, centred 72 kilometres north of Jacobabad. Also on Friday, a magnitude 4.7 temblor rattled Mexico as it struck in the Gulf of California, 121 kilometres southeast of San Felipe. Meanwhile, the Christchurch, New Zealand area continued to be shaken by aftershocks following three major quakes just days earlier, with a 5.0 magnitude tremor that occurred on Saturday morning, 21 kilometres southeast of Christchurch. A 4.3 magnitude temblor struck Kyrgyzstan on Saturday as well, 55 kilometres northeast of Jalalabad, There were fortunately no reports of damage or injuries for any of these earth tremors. With thankfulness for the safety of those in the quake-affected regions, we pray that such distressing events may soon be a thing of the past through humanity's gentler ways as a vegan world.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Trời đâu sẵn có tung khắp núi rừng nó ấm loài chim khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh gió chung xác xơ lông cánh ta tơi tìm ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đói lang thang sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cò mồ tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở thứ trần gian nguyện ước có viên thành ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh Ta muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng no ấm loài chim. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh gió, chúng xác sờ lông cánh ta tới tìm. Ta muốn đem bao phần ăn ngon bổ cho đám mèo hoang ôm đói lang thang, sống lên lút trong miếu đền hoang đổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiều tùy vó vàng. Ta thương xót hươu nai vùng núi đá, lặn lội suốt ngày không đủ lá khô, sườn dốc treo leo buồn như cô mô. Tìm đâu ra cỏ ngọt suối cam lồ. Lòng Bồ Tát chắc sẽ buồn muôn thuở, cứu trần gian nguyện ước có viên thành. Ta quỳ xuống lòng muốn tin có Chúa, để xin Ngài tạo dựng lại hành tinh.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 394. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Illness caused by salmonella-contaminated meat. Following a recall of 40,000 pounds of ground beef due to suspected E. coli contamination, another recall was issued for an undetermined amount of ground beef when it was found to be tainted with salmonella. At least 16 people throughout 7 states have been diagnosed with the antibiotic-resistant strain of the bacterial infection, as reported by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. With more than 7 who have required hospitalization, the CDC also indicated that the antibiotic resistance of this strain increases the possibility of treatment failure and even death, as advisements were issued for people to check carefully since many of the contaminated meats had already been purchased.
In addition, the combination of scant record-keeping practices and the fact that the meat may come from several different plants before being processed has resulted in the source of the infection still being unknown. U.S. Congresswoman Shelley Pingree of Maine has thus called on the Department of Agriculture to raise an alert about the need for more stringent regulations in an effort to better protect people's health.
Our sincere thanks, Congresswoman Pingree, U.S. Centers for Disease Prevention and Control, and other officials for your concern for public safety as we pray for the soon recovery of those who have been stricken ill. May we all quickly turn to the humane and hygienic plant-based fare as the most effective protection for ourselves and cherished loved ones. Formosan, or Taiwanese billionaire, plans to give nearly all his wealth to charity. Entrepreneur Samuel Yin has announced that he intends to donate 95% of his wealth to charity at the time of his passing. The 60-year-old head of the Ruentex Group, whose involvement in textiles, properties, insurance, and education has rendered a net worth of over $3 billion, said that he also has discussed the matter with his family, who are all in agreement. This is considered to be the largest donation pledge ever made in Formosa. Hats off and heaven bless Mr. Yin for your remarkable incredible spirit of generosity, may we all be similarly inspired towards acts of kindness that, together, bring benevolent change to the world.
Save our planet. Fish threaten by acidic oceans. The higher acid levels in seawaters associated with increased absorption of climate change-related CO2 have long been understood by scientists. However, while it was also known that the survival of organisms with calcium-based shells can be threatened, there had been no known effect on fish.
However, researchers in two separate studies, one in the U.S. and one in Europe, have found that increased CO2 concentrations of 1,000 parts per cubic meter, which are forecast by the end of this century, caused 70% of fish larvae to perish within a week due to organ damage, with those that did live being much smaller than their normal counterparts. The scientists concluded that although it had been assumed that the inborn acid-base regulation of fish would protect them from the effects of higher CO2 levels, the eggs and young larvae are extremely vulnerable to these conditions.
Although disturbed by the findings, we are grateful for this information, international scientists. May such insights motivate us all toward actions to preserve all life in the oceans and on Earth.
Speaking during an interview published in the Irish Dog Journal in December 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai addressed the alarming dangers of climate change, such as ocean acidification, as she also spoke of the surest way to restore the balance of the ecosphere.
All devastating effects of climate change have already been occurring. The heat-reflecting Arctic ice is on its way to completely vanishing in a very near summer. Rising sea levels and dozens of submerged or threatened islands, oceanic regions that are lifeless with dead zones or becoming too acidic to be livable due to excessive level of CO2. Very sad thing. All these situations are getting worse and worse and won't stop until we really change the way we live our life. Simply stop eating meat. That is the best solution. This is imperative now because of the perilous state of our planet and our limited time. Stopping meat production will lower greenhouse gas emissions in the fastest possible way and halt the unspeakable environmental damages, ranging from climate change to land and water misuse, pollution, loss of wildlife, and threats to human health.
Save Our Planet. The UK-based Butterfly Conservation reports on December 20, 2011, that butterflies and moths have become disoriented by the extreme weather patterns this year, with migrating species appearing weeks or even months ahead of their normal arrival time in spring.
Save Our Planet. The film Extinction, written and featuring U.S. model, television host, and eco-activist Summer Rae Oakes, has been announced for its worldwide debut in 2012 to present powerful imagery showing the vulnerable state of our planet, reports Ecorazzi on December 21, 2011.
Warning news. The Canadian Food Inspection Agency, on December 18, 2011, expanded a previous recall due to listeria contamination to include 9 cheese and several yogurt products distributed in the provinces of Quebec and Ontario, with one person thus far who has fallen ill to the bacterial infection that, in its extreme form, can be lethal.
The Swan, one of the stars of Supreme Master Ching Hai's number one international bestseller, The Noble Wilds. I live naturally on a plant-based diet. Today, I have a tip for a fun physical activity for almost all ages. Dancing is an enjoyable skill that has many benefits. These include increasing your endurance, strength, and flexibility, as well as, in some situations, providing opportunities for social interaction and friendship building. Thank you for tuning in. and thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now the weather around the world.
Humanitarian news, Japan donates $30 million to the United Nations World Food Program. The funds will be used to supply life-saving food and nutritional aid to refugees, internally displaced persons, malnourished children, and other groups in need, including the elderly and expectant and nursing mothers in Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia. In South Sudan and Sudan, the contribution will assist those affected by lack of harmony. Our warm gratitude, Japanese government, and heaven's blessings for your generosity. May citizens of all nations have abundant plant-based sustenance for vibrant health and happiness.
In good governance news, Mauritania launches a vocational training program. According to the online news source Mahara Bia, approximately 600 young people who left school will benefit from apprenticeship training. It will enable them to improve their technical and professional skills. The European Union is funding the three-year program, which is based on 13 specific areas, including construction, engineering, refrigeration, and agriculture. Our sincere thankfulness, European Union and all training partners. Also, best wishes all those embarking on new careers. May you find prosperity and fulfillment in your upcoming vocations. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting St. Francis of Assisi Humanitarian Association of Peru, which has spayed or neutered more than 850 animal friends free of charge in 2010. We'll take a moment to breathe in the blessings of Mother Nature. Please stay tuned for more soothing news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, illustrious news for an exceptional world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on a Peruvian nonprofit which shares information on kind treatment of our animal friends.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
St. Francis of Assisi Humanitarian Association, or AHSFA, is dedicated to enhancing the well-being of animal friends in rural communities of northern Peru. A major aspect of the nonprofit's work is sharing practical information on the kind treatment of animal co-inhabitants. In 2010, more than 10,000 children and 350 teachers were given talks on the subject in 55 schools.
Other projects of the organization include mobile veterinarian clinics, which are sent to small villages and towns. Furthermore, equine clinics are held. AHSFA also operates an animal rehabilitation center. During 2010, over 850 animal friends were spayed or neutered free of charge.
AHSFA provides accommodation for volunteers from other countries who come to help with the work. Experts who give talks to veterinarian students or research how to improve the health of animal co-inhabitants are also welcome. A heartfelt salute, St. Francis of Assisi Humanitarian Association, for your devoted care of our intelligent animal friends. We wish you much success in continuing to help treasured children of God to flourishing lives filled with love, safety, and joy.
Let's enjoy some light-hearted humor with a joke told in Ndebele, a language spoken in South Africa, entitled, Boy or Girl?
Umngane wami wayesesibhedlela elinde ukuzalwa kwezibulo lakhe. Ngathi ngishayela ucingo esibhedlela ukuthi ngizwe ukuba usebelethe na. Unesi wathi, useyitholile ingane. Ngabuza ukuthi umfana yini noma yintombazana. Ngatshelwa ukuthi akuvunyelwa ukusho ngoba umthetho wesibhedlela awuvumi ukwethula umbiko onjalo efonini. Ngathi kulungile ke, ngiyakuzwisisa lokho, kodwa ungangitshela na angamtholanga. Akusiyo mfana, kweza impendulo.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Dear Supreme Master Qinghai, I am pleased to have this opportunity to commend you for the support and love that you have given to Los Angeles Music Week. Thank you for your gifts of love, thank you for your contributions, thank you for uplifting us. You are a gift to us, outshining the most brilliant star, a true inspiration to all of mankind. Your love for mankind is a blessing that heaven has given to earth. Knowingly that your faith is your treasure, which is so graciously shared by helping people find their way, by keeping them safe through your prayers, reaching the unreached, and telling the untold. Thank you for your perseverance and dedication. You inspire us to stay on purpose, to keep love alive at the forefront of life. Irene Terrell.
Hi Irene, it is fantastic to hear from you. Supreme Master Qinghai has a reply for you.
Loving Irene, thank you so much for your kind note. I wish you all future success as you continue uplifting lives with the wonderful Los Angeles Music Week. May heaven abundantly bless you and all the very special people of the City of Angels. Love, love, Qinghai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your days be adorned with celestial beauty.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Burmese Nobel Peace Prize laureate and National League for Democracy Party leader Daw Aung San Suu Kyi officially registers her party, making it possible for delegates to once again gain seats in the nation's parliament, as well as allowing her candidacy for political office.
U.S. President Barack Obama sends a letter to Azerbaijani President Ilham Aliyev on the occasion of his birthday with warm congratulations, as he also affirms the two countries' cordial relations and his commitment to further expansion of their cooperative ties.
Near Dalma Wildlife Sanctuary in India's Jharkhand state, Forest Department staff rush to the aid of an elephant that had fallen into a local village's well, where they dig a 15-metre tunnel and are successful some 4 hours later in helping the animal emerge safely.
The Swiss Agency for Development and Cooperation announces a donation of $2.2 million in partnership with the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine refugees in the Near East to ensure healthier lives by improving water supplies for Palestinian asylum seekers in 7 Lebanese camps.
Pakistani President Asif Ali Zardari meets with visiting senior diplomat Dai Bingguo of China, where the two exchange ideas toward further cooperation as President Zardari conveys his appreciation for China's solidarity and support.
2 years after a major earthquake devastated Haiti, the European Commission donates an additional 3 million euros in humanitarian aid, saying that as long as Haitians are in need of reconstruction help, the organization will continue to assist.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.